Hello, everyone, and welcome to Incredible Critics. Incredible not because we're great, but much like Ben's ability to watch Spider-Man No Way Home, our credibility is seriously in question. I'm Andrew Moore, and joining me is my other fellow Spider-Man fan, Tim Lasers Gruber. Welcome, man.
How pew, pew, doing? Pew. What's up? How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going good. How could it not be with what we got to enjoy?
I mean, wow.
It's going to be wild. But yeah, that's what we'll be talking about for our main topic today. But for now, how you doing, Tim? What have you been up to?
Oh, doing good. I got a tattoo this week.
Really?
I did. I got a wedding ring tattoo.
Aw, that's cool.
Is it the right way on the thing? I don't know. It's a B, but it's not.
Yeah, it looks like a B.
Anyways, so I did that. Haven't ever gotten a tattoo before. So cool. I didn't cry. And I didn't pass out, and I didn't go crazy from insanity, and I was able to drive myself home afterwards, and I was able to go to Spider-Man afterwards.
I was going to say, oddly enough, those are the complete opposites of what happened at the movie, am I right? I'm sure you did cry, you did go crazy, and you weren't able to drive yourself home.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Heard you're having a little devotional time with your girls before hopping on here. Always good.
Oh,
to
yeah.
Spend time with family.
We would have started way earlier, but
that's all good. It's all
we
good.
Were in
that's
the
important.
Middle. We were just wrapping up a game of headbands.
Headbands?
Which is the kid version of the game where you have something that you put on above your head.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
You can't see what's on the card, but it's like the kid version. So it's like a person, an object, or an animal.
Yes.
And most of the objects are tools for some reason or food. So
who had Frankie's name on there?
Oh,
he's not here. You know,
he's not.
That's wasted. Wasted potential there.
Wasted joke.
I'm glad you're doing well, man. Well,
but yeah, hey, I'm joining you from a different place than normal.
Yeah, you would never know with the beautiful blurring of your background.
You would never know if it's Cinderella. If I do this, it shows it. And this one's Sleeping Beauty, actually.
Yeah, for those of you listening instead of watching, he's got a couple Disney princess posters behind him.
Posters. Yeah, so they're like movie posters on foam core.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, at some point, my grandma got these.
That's pretty cool, though.
A long time ago.
More durable.
And now I inherited them.
That's neat. They'll hold the test of time.
They're falling apart pretty bad. But the girls love them. They're decorative.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, how was your week, Tuna?
Great. Just working. It's hard to remember anything because we've been so highly anticipating this movie. I didn't think about much else this past week.
For real. Until, we got Spider-Man. Christmas coming up, and I'm like, but Spider-Man.
Right?
Christmas?
I can't stop Spider-Man. Thinking about the movie. I've completely forgot. Yeah. The Christmas is this week. That's crazy. Christmas is this week. I mean, I got all my shopping and wrapping and all that done, but it snuck up on me, man, even though I'm prepared for it somehow. I don't get it.
It's wild.
Surreal.
Yeah. It's already the 20th. It's crazy. It really is crazy. I've been trying to get some stuff ready. And I mean, we're getting stuff ready for church and for Christmas Eve service stuff. But it's just been wild. Just like December has flown by. Too fast, maybe.
Agreed. Well, you know what helps pass the time? Watching movies and TV shows. So let's talk about what's on. Tim, what have you been watching?
Oh, man. This week we finished All the Murders in the Building. Season one. There's only one season. They're actually filming the second season.
I've never seen
it. It was hilarious. I still maintain that, like, that show, the premise is so funny, and the show is definitely hilarious. And just for some reason, there's like a way more language than needs to be in it.
I hate
like just
that.
For no good reason. It's like, I've been to New York City and I haven't heard people wearing this much. I'm confused.
Yeah.
But it's just so it's that's weird to me. It really is just such a funny show. Like, Steve Martin and Martin Short are always hilarious. Like, they're just like comedy goats, you know?
Yeah.
They're like some of the OGs right now.
And they chew the scenery so well. Like, it's just natural, comes natural.
Everything they do is just so, yeah, it's just so good. So, yeah, I still, you know, I don't know why they have to drop so many F-bombs. It's weird. But yeah, so we finished that. I'm trying to think of what else we watched. We watched another Christmas. Oh, I watched Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
Saturday.
I haven't seen that since I was a kid.
It's on Disney Plus.
Wow, yes. That's amazing.
So I watched that on Saturday, and the girls were out, and so I watched some of it with Jude, and then when he was napping, I put the rest on because he doesn't care. Like, he really doesn't care. He's one.
Yeah,
know?
I was going to say, how old is he? That makes sense.
Yeah, he just turned one last week, so
happy birthday.
That too. I forgot to mention that. But, yeah, he doesn't care. So, yeah, man. I was watching, like, Ernest Saves Christmas is so ridiculous and wonderful. And, like, to be honest, I don't think if you introduced it to somebody that doesn't have any reference for Ernest, like, I don't think it would go well. It's like everything that is said in that movie is like so earnest. I don't know.
I think I get what you mean having seen Ernest movies.
Something else I watched.
It's like a genre.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Ernest stuff is it is its own thing. But I feel like yeah, I don't know. I feel like everybody must have some frame of reference for Ernest, right? I don't know. There's got to be people out there who haven't seen it.
Like,
ever.
You know how when you see an Adam Sandler movie, you know what an Adam Sandler movie is like. Like, it's the same thing. You know, if you've seen an Ernest movie, you know exactly what you're getting. And
right.
And you may not get it unless you really like it. I don't know.
That's very true. Yeah. Anyways, love it though. It's so ridiculous and it does not hold up, and I love it. Like, most Christmas movies don't really hold up. Oh, we completed the trilogy. We watched Santa Claus 3, The Escape Clause.
Nice. It's been a while since I've seen those, but some classic Tim Allen.
Yes. Those are definitely a hit with my girls. Brittany loves those movies, and I love those movies too. So pretty much once a year, sometimes two times a year, they get watched. It's just...
That's fun.
What it is, yeah.
Traditions
are good.
But
what about you? What's been on in your neck of the woods?
Earlier this week, I continued my rewatch of the Hunger Games movies. I have a buddy who comes over almost every Thursday and we watch a different movie. We watched through all the Harry Potter movies this year, and now the next franchise we've started is the Hunger Games. Just, I guess, keeping with that YA theme or something. Probably not going to do like Divergent or anything after this. I'm not sure what we'll watch after Hunger Games, but
not really any great young adult movies.
Yeah.
You pretty much...
That's the cream of the crop, and we can stop right there. I actually haven't finished the Hunger Games movies. I never saw the last one. I just kind of was past the hype when it came out. And because the last book is divided into two movies, it doesn't hold up as well as Harry Potter did, in my opinion, with the splitting up the two book,
definitely
the book
not.
Into two movies. Yeah. So
I don't think that book was necessarily big enough, that the story was big enough to split up.
As opposed to the last Harry Potter book. There's a lot there.
Like, a ton happens and they still didn't even get everything in the movies.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I get it. I get that.
So I forgot how good those movies actually are. I expected to watch The Hunger Games again and think, oh, I mean, I remember it being like a 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, like enjoyable but not great. And watching it again, I was like, wow, this is way better filmmaking than I remember it being. And I just couldn't appreciate a lot of the nuances that were in it. Like, it's still not, you know, it's not Scorsese or anything, but like, it's really good. It's way better than
still an amusement park kind of movie.
Yeah, it dabbles into some deeper topics. I mean, it's not anything, it's not super, super, it's pretty on the nose about most of its stuff, but
yeah,
it has some good emotional beats to it, and it doesn't necessarily beat you over the head with its message. It's pretty tasteful, at least the first one is, and the second one's pretty good too. Hard to watch, harder than I remembered in an emotional way. Like, there's some heavy stuff in there, a lot darker than I remembered it being.
So we actually, I don't remember if I mentioned it, but last month we watched the first Hunger Games with the girls.
Oh.
They've been like,
that's rough for their age.
It was a little, so I will say one of the twins and then Adeline, who's younger, were totally fine. They loved it. They kind of, they're disconnected from it. They get that it's not real and kind of things. But the other twin, it really, upset. For like a day, she was very upset.
Aww.
And so we were like, you know, this probably was a little too intense for you. And that's okay. We don't have to, like, we're not going to watch anymore until you're ready. I said, honestly, Brittany's kind of reading through some book series with them. And I said, maybe she should read through that book with them because it'll give her more time to like
process it.
Yes. Yeah, but they only get like a little bit crazier each time. So.
Yeah. I think the first two are kind of the roughest in a way because the later books just kind of become this like freedom fight war kind of thing. And
they're like very personal and visceral, and like you're right there when people are getting dead.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that.
And the fact that they're all children and so young makes it even rougher.
Yes. Yeah.
In addition to that, I watched Die Hard with our movie group this weekend.
Nice.
That was fun. And I hadn't seen that movie since I was probably 15, and it was made for TV recut of it. I honestly remembered nothing about it. So it was enjoyable watching it again. It was almost like watching it for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So it was nice. Yeah. And a couple of our folks hadn't seen it before. So they enjoyed
it. That's cool.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And then lastly, you know what we're going to talk about. I saw it twice this weekend. I know you saw it
twice. Oh,
let's check out a little bit of the trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Oh, look at this. This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to.
And that's about as much as we can probably play audio-wise without getting copyright strikes. So, Tim, man, what an adventure.
For real.
Where do you even start with this? Well, let's start with some spoiler-free stuff in case anybody happens to stumble in say, you know, spoiler warning, you've been warned multiple times. I put a graphic up on the screen. It says so in the description of this video. So if you get something spoiled for you, I'd say that's on you guys.
It's true.
Maybe we should start with, in honor of Frankie not being here. Frankie gave his 5-word review of this movie.
Okay.
And it was it, why haven't you seen it?
I'm trying to double
why
check.
Why haven't
right now.
You seen it?
My Facebook is broken or something. So,
I mean, there you have it. Why haven't you seen it? Go watch it and then come back and
watch
our review discussion.
And log off of this episode of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Go away if you haven't seen it. Okay.
All right, now that they're all gone.
No, my spoiler-free five-word review, I posted this. It was a sneak peek. I posted it on our Facebook. But mine was beautifully crafted emotional roller coaster. And that's only because I could only think of... I know roller coaster is one word, but I broke it up just because... but I thought that that was a five-word review that even Martin Scorsese could get behind.
Mm.
You know? So.
My would be not just a nostalgia trip.
That's good.
Or more That's than cool. a nostalgia trip.
Yeah.
It yeah. is... Wow, what a love letter to Spider-Man fans. Much like the Into the Spider-Verse animated movie, it kind of hits a lot of the same emotional beats for Spider-Man fans. Especially for those of us who grew up with... One last spoiler warning for all of you, because it's about to get heavy. So go get out of here. All right. Toby and Graham. Andrew. Holy crap, bro. And it was like everything we wanted, everything we joked about, everything we thought would be cool if it happened in this movie.
Yes. No, for real. It's crazy. My favorite meme that I saw so far was, it said expectations for Spider-Man, and it was like a ripped Doge dog.
Yeah.
And then it was like actual Spider-Man No Way Home, yes. And it was an even more ripped dog.
That is perfect, because I was just actually telling a friend of mine the other night, like, I have never watched a movie with such high, like, over-the-top, unachievable expectations, and yes. actually had them overachieved, those expectations.
And you know what's crazy is, like, so much of this movie was leaking, and yet, I still wasn't quite sure, like, what direction yeah. stuff was gonna go in when the different guys showed up.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they're like in the high school chem lab, like yeah. doing science. I was like, you're doing science. This is so Spider-Man.
Yes. Right. And like even down to little things like Peter webbing up Doctor Strange, saying, you know what's cooler than magic? Math. Like, that's such a Spider-Man thing.
Oh, so funny. He's like, wait. This is geometry.
I can do
this. I know geometry.
Yeah. Oh, so good. Holland, in my opinion, before this was an okay Spider-Man, but I didn't have an emotional connection really with him before now. He felt just too much like they were just trying to make him Iron Man Jr. There was also, he had very little emotional stakes outside of Iron Man passing away. Like he didn't right. have that great of struggles. Like, sure, he put his life on the line, but that made him no different from any of the other heroes we've seen in the show. Nothing to really set him apart. And this is where it finally, like, I feel like I know him and can empathize with him and relate to his character the most. You know, he's this kid who wants to do the right thing and has all these really emotional, maturity growth areas and struggles that he overcomes yeah. and stands in the face of adversity in more than just like this high school drama kind of way. It's really, really good. And the writing for this movie was fantastic.
Yeah. And like, oh man, just the character. They're also just like, speaking of the writing, like the way that they're able to also like pay off the other Spider-Man
yes!
character.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And like even redeem some bits. And like
yeah.
I genuinely want to see another, like, here's what I hope. Dude, maybe I'm crazy.
This isn't crazy. No, I know what you're about to say.
I hope that Andrew Garfield is, that we're going to be able to see, like, I want to see Andrew and Toby Spider-Man and like where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I really hope that Venom is in Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man universe.
That would be dope.
Because we already know that Toby dealt with it, but like, all the villains that came through were from one of their universes at yeah. some point in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if Toby, Like, if Tobey Maguire. So you hope
the Tom Hardy Venom is in an Andrew Garfield? I could see that. And there's also already been talks of, like, another Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie and potentially Amazing Spider-Man 3. And with as much money as this made, Sony's going to be at the table for this.
And you know what? They could just do it. And, like, I think people get it. I think people would be fine with, oh, there's Spider-Man movies about different Spider-Men.
Yeah.
Like, we already have an animated one, but I think people would be fine.
Yeah, it's been set up. It's established. And who cares if anybody's confused at this point? Like, people are still going to go see these movies. As far as the studio is concerned, that's printing money. You know, if they do it any kind of justice like they did this movie, it's still going to be fun.
Yeah, and I it also makes me really hope that they're building towards, like, a Secret Wars that would bring in different dimensions. Because we could get another movie or two of, like, Avengers-level movies.
That Loki stuff seems like it might.
Right? Like, we could get, like, Avengers-level movies that have different Avengers, that have, like, Captain Carter from What If and some of those kind of What If people. And also Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire and, like, these different guys. That would be
opening amazing. Up the multiverse stuff really just basically released any hands tied that Disney could have to any kind of lore or comic book, like, keeping to the comic books whatsoever. They could literally do whatever they want, and they have, like, a get it out of jail free card for it and be like, hey, we're doing multiverse stuff. This can happen.
They legit could have ultimate MCU and normal MCU. You know what I mean? Like,
gosh,
they could do it. You know, they could just call it whatever they want, but I don't know. So, okay, let's go back to the movie because
we're rabbit trailing hard.
I just have to say, like, Willem Dafoe killed it.
Oh my gosh.
He killed it. Honestly, all the guys playing villains except Sandman and the Lizard were, like, I just feel like Sandman and Lizard were kind of phoned in. Hey, we have to throw in two more bad guys.
Sure.
To, like, round it out a little bit. But Jamie Foxx and Alfred Molina and Willem Dafoe, they really, I think, brought even more to their characters from before. And
oh, I agree.
I want to see Jamie Foxx in a whole movie now. You know, I did not want to see that after Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out. You know what I mean?
But he's cured, so you won't see him like that anymore.
That's true. That's true. But, like, the implications of what they did, too, with sending cured villains back to, who knows, like, another universe or another point in time in those universes, like, we could end up seeing Andrew Garfield Spider-Man even just a little bit different than the one that we got.
That's
because
true.
Electro was cured and he got sent back before he died, and he didn't, you know, things didn't get accomplished.
We, like, keep going back to, like, what ifs of other stuff. That's how wild this is.
It really is, though. But, like, oh man.
Part of me, real quick, I was going to say, like, part of me feels like this is still so surreal because it's like, I can't believe that we got a movie like this, like, that this stuff actually happened.
Because it's different. It's definitely different than, like, an Endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, okay, everybody knows we got the Avengers, we have the MCU, we have all this stuff. But, like, the fact that they were able to, I think, successfully, like, I don't think the movie's perfect, but they were successfully able to fold in characters from separate movie universes from
20 years, like, ago.
Years ago. And it was coherent and, like, it's, like, exciting. It paid, they, again, they, the writing, they paid off different things with different character, with different this different Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And like they were able to bring more for those characters, like just enough. I do wonder, like, if somebody has not watched any of those, if they would care nearly as much. But I feel like there's enough breadcrumbs where you kind of get, oh, Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is a little bit older. He's further along as Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Like, he's able to balance his life better than all the other ones. And
the most important one, probably, at least the most notable one, I almost teared up when Andrew Garfield caught MJ and you see him, like, breaking up. Oh my gosh.
I rewatched that scene on, somebody had a clip of it on their like reel or something on Instagram. And I rewatched it and I was just like,
it nearly, doing this nearly broke my heart the second time watching it when I saw it in theaters, because just you can see the anguish on his face. He's like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah." And like you could see it, like almost like a burden's been lifted off of him, just vindication for losing Gwen Stacy and being able to save this MJ. Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah.
And that was something the fans were like hoping, oh, if Andrew's in the side, he better save MJ like we see in the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be so good. And it happens. And
it was, yeah. And it was like satisfying. And it's,
yes.
He's like, "Are you okay?" And she's like, "Yeah. Are you okay?" And he's like,
"Yeah.
Yeah."
But I just want to give him a hug.
But also, like, his characterization was just, like, it's just like as if he left the Amazing Spider-Man
Seriously.
2 and walked right into this movie.
So good.
And he didn't skip a beat mm-hmm. at all. And he's like, Spider-Man 3. You know, he's like, "I'm number 3. But, like, also he never got a third movie. So, yeah, so funny. Oh, man.
Can we just say
it was,
Andrew Garfield is the complete opposite of Tom Holland? Just completely tight-lipped, denying everything about this movie. And then Tom Holland spoils half of the other
He's
old Marvel things.
Thing. Yeah. He did so good when he was on that press tour for Tick Tick Boom. He was like, "So I'm not in the movie." You know, like, oh yeah. So like, I'll just to like back it up overall, I think like, I don't think the movie was perfect, but I also think that they found a way to perfectly not overstay their welcome with different fan service stuff.
Yeah.
And like you, like that was your part of your 5-word review is like, not, it wasn't just this pure fan service movie of we're just going to repeat every single line and every single thing. There was moments like we talked about before we went live. Like there's that moment when Osborn is like, "Oh, I'm something of a scientist myself," and he does the thing. Yeah, and like, but people like cracked up, but they didn't overstay that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was enough nostalgia, but there really was that much more like new little nuggets of, and that's back to what you said about the writing, how brilliant the writing was, because they were also able to like capture the essence of these characters from 10 and 15 years ago that they were able to bring forward. And then like those characters grew in different ways that made sense to how the characters were in their old films.
Exactly.
Like, like you said, it really is mind blowing that this is a thing. And I think there's a lot of rumors coming out of this movie and like how wildly successful it was. Like this movie, we're still in a pandemic, and this movie had like the second or third biggest box office weekend.
Yeah, second
ever.
From what last I read.
Right, right. So like, there's a lot of rumors coming out of this that in some of the reshoots for Doctor Strange 2, they're adding more crazier stuff just because they know people are going to dig it.
Wow, that's crazy.
And like, I wouldn't be surprised if we got some of the Fox Marvel stuff in Doctor Strange 2. Like I would not be shocked
like
at
Fantastic
all.
Four kind of things or X-Men kind of things.
What if they introduced a version of the Fantastic Four in Doctor Strange? in passing. And it's like the actors that they cast for the Fantastic Four movie. That's like
just in there, but we just don't know.
Yes, and it's just in passing. And people be like, who was that? What was that? You know? Like, I feel like they have liberty to just like really sprinkle in some crazy stuff and some like alternate takes on Avengers. Like,
the universe is the limit.
Yeah, that they probably weren't thinking as crazy about. Like, I mean, there's stuff about that movie that says it's gonna be wild.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, I would love if Toby was in that movie.
Oh man,
with Doctor Strange.
That's gonna be.
It would be so expensive. I would, but like the fact that Sam Raimi is directing it. I'm still on the train of that Bruce Campbell should be the Beyonder.
That would be awesome.
If Sam Raimi's doing a multiverse movie, like, let's introduce the Beyonder and it's just Bruce Campbell.
That was the one cameo that we didn't get. I'm not really disappointed about it at all.
No,
but it was
no.
One of those things that like that would have been cool.
Well, so I gotta say the one really dumb cameo that I was hoping for was Peter's landlord. I was really hoping
Rent,
like one of the. And I wouldn't be surprised if, like, we go back on the Blu-ray and they're like, oh yeah, one of the silhouettes of villains that's trying to break in is actually just the Rent guy, like his landlord.
He is good boy.
McGuire's landlord. I need Rent.
His promises were crackers. My daughter would be fat.
Yeah, right. Oh man, I don't know how much we've actually reviewed this movie, but I just. I would, it's by far, I think, in the top five Marvel movies for me.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the best Spider-Man movie. I feel like we actually got the most real and most visceral, like, Uncle Ben type moment in this movie. And maybe. We got to see, well, like.
Personally, I felt nothing for Aunt May, and I feel bad saying that. The only emotions I felt were a result of just empathy with Tom Holland's performance. His acting was really convincing.
Oh, yes.
So that evoked a little bit of emotional response, and the fact that it was very, very much seemed the shots, the way it was shot, and even the script was very similar to Uncle Ben's death scene in the Tobey Maguire, down to the point where he's like, somebody get an ambulance.
Right.
And the angles that they used were very reminiscent of that. So it was... there was like a nostalgic emotion for it for me, but honestly, in my opinion, they did not do a very good job at building up Aunt May or make her a relatable, beloved character.
Yes, I do think you're right that like Aunt May, we've almost gotten no character of her at all. Mm-hmm. Like she's really kind of go get them, but she's kind of not really smart. In certain ways, you know, she's like Doc Ock. Oh, because you're an octopus, you want salt water? Like,
yeah. Well, not even just that, but she's the, like, Aunt May and Uncle Ben are supposed to be emotionally and moral backbones, like inspirations for Spider-Man. Like, they're a huge crux to his character. And we've gotten very little of that for Tom Holland, at least not in the same way that it felt like we got for Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire.
Well, no, you're right. Like, his introduction was like an extra scene in Civil War.
Yeah.
Where he was like, well, you know, and since the thing, and I got these powers, and I got to do something responsible with them, you know, whatever. No, I think you're right. But I think, I honestly, like, I do not like all these interviews coming out where they're like, Tom Holland is going to quit forever being Spider-Man. And I'm just like, no, I think Tom Holland hasn't gotten the contract yet and the payday. And because honestly,
Disney and Sony got to crunch some numbers first.
No, for real. the way that this movie ends, where it does kind of, they did it in the comics with the One More Day kind of storyline. Mm-hmm. It's like a soft reboot for Spider-Man in the same universe. Nobody knows who he is. He actually walked away from it. He chose to walk away from his friends, but like not for the same reasons that he does earlier in the movie. He tries to make decisions for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's for their good. I think he did learn from that, but I also at the same time am like, you promised them that you would try to befriend them again and try to find them again and be with them again, and you, because of this like classic Spider-Man, like, I gotta sacrifice and be responsible for these people, I'm gonna live miserably. And like, that was the one part of the at the end of the movie that I was like, oh
yeah,
he has to be alone for Christmas, this sucks.
Yeah, my buddy Justin and I were talking about that just yesterday too, about how he was like, I was kind of annoyed with the way they ended it, you know, all of these movies, the Spider-Man, you know, is about, he's finally like has this good emotional like strong connection with somebody, and then they're like, you know what, let's just throw that out the window or create some more drama or like say they're not together anymore, and okay, fine, he and MJ finally are starting to have this relationship blossom and now it's erased. Like, really, we gotta do this again? But
yeah,
these are minor complaints.
They are, and I think honestly me, I think there's a lot of things they can do to bring MJ and Ned back into Peter's life where he's not trying to be in their lives and they get inserted into his life and he has to deal with it. And yeah, I think there's a lot of ways they could do that. I do really love the where they can go from here. Like, mm-hmm, I feel like we now have Spider-Man from the comics. Like, he's really the most comics Spider-Man without Aunt May, obviously. But I feel like he has the potential now to be back where he started. Like, the whole world, even the Avengers, don't know who he is.
Yeah, that's crazy. The Avengers, that's great. What is that?
Yeah, oh, that was hilarious. That was hilarious. Like, wow, what are they?
Hey, I just want to let you know, I love you guys.
That was amazing.
You
it
are amazing. So you know, Tim, you are amazing. No.
You are amazing.
You need to work on this, like,
don't
self-talk.
Tell yourself short.
Yeah, you are amazing. so wholesome and
all
and
of
so
the,
great.
Seriously, all the interactions between the different Peters, like, I just wanted like 2 more hours.
Seriously,
of them.
I could watch a whole another movie of just them hanging out talking.
They
about
could
the
just have
stuff.
A short of like more things of them talking about random things, like in the lab while they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
Also, like, Ned and MJ, when Ned was interacting with them and Tobey Maguire was like being so serious and so depressing. I had a best friend once and he's like doing this science and he's like, oh, I had a best friend once. Yeah, he became evil and
tried to kill me.
Yeah. Oh, he died. What?
Oh my gosh.
And Ned's just like, oh man, it was so funny. And then Ned's response to that just being like, I promise not to ever become a supervillain and try to kill you.
Well, in the comics, he does for a short bit, right? He becomes
the Hobgoblin. Yeah. So he's like carrying around a crossbow for part of this movie.
Yeah, it's like a joke cry playing like, homage to that.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure Hobgoblin had a crossbow. Yeah.
Him being able to use the sling ring or whatever it's called too, that was pretty interesting.
That was very funny. Because the whole thing that he's like, my grandma said that we had magic hands.
That was funny.
And that Doctor Strange was like, what? Really?
You probably talk to your physician about that.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he was also a physician. But such a good movie. Tim, where can people contact us if they want to talk to us about how amazing this movie was? But no spoilers if you're writing in the comments.
Yeah, spoilers. Why did you type in the comments? Probably people can only find us at facebook.com/incrediblecritics. They might be able to find us on Instagram. I don't think so, though.
Who's
probably only Facebook. You can email us at Ben. Email your spoilers to Ben. Let us know. Sound off for real. Sound off in the comments. Drop some Spider-Man memes on us this week. We would love it.
Sounds good. Well, thanks everybody for listening. Yeah, I know that was abrupt, but what are you going to do? We got
That's fine. I'm like, oh, this is long.
Got some Spider-Man plotting to do here.